Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our planet, plus what's happening in our dark island skies, as usual. Turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. He's on the line right now. Welcome back, Christopher. What do you have in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the ring giant Saturn setting around 11:15 p.m. in the west. The moon passing through its new moon phase this week.
This week, I understand, you've got another historic mission that's been going on for a while, and it's kind of being reawakened.
It certainly is. As the legendary Cassini mission drew to a close last week, another one of NASA's deep space probes awoke from a long slumber to continue its own mission into the outer reaches of the solar system. The New Horizons spacecraft, which wowed us with its incredible images of the dwarf planet Pluto, has stirred from hibernation to prepare itself for its encounter with the Kuiper Belt objects. These mysterious celestial bodies reside in the dark outer reaches of the solar system, a place where the sun appears just like any other star.
So what's it going to do when it gets there?
Well, the spacecraft is set for a rendezvous with an object called MU69, and this will happen in 2019. All we know about this object is that it's very far away and roughly around 20 miles long. We have no idea what it's made of, or even if it's one object at all.
And it's probably just some rocks, right?
Well, we really don't know. Kuiper Belt objects are supremely mysterious. We think that they are leftover relics of the formation of the solar system, so their composition could be ice, it could be rock, it could be a little bit of metal, it could be something else entirely. And that's what New Horizons is going to find out.
Take us through the kind of preparation that the recently reawakening spacecraft will be undergoing.
Well, first of all, the ground team needs to know that the spacecraft is in good health, and that means performing some diagnostics. So they're going to test all its various instruments to make sure that they're all still functioning after a long journey in space.
Does that mean there's some images we might have?
Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, New Horizons will get three times closer to this mysterious object than it did with Pluto, so we can expect some pretty cool images when the time comes.
And then what'll happen after that?
New Horizons is expected to go interstellar. It will leave the solar system and join the Voyager probes as they head out into the galaxy.
It's Christopher Phillips here, another exciting report. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.